I'm at the home of Mary Miko, 99 Wilcox, and Mary told me that she and her husband bought the house in 1957, which means you've been here for 55 years. And for 3 years before that, you lived on Robert Street, just south of Wilcox, which means you've been in this neighborhood for 58 years. Which means your son grew up here, too.
Yes, right here.
Okay. So, Mary, I'm going to start asking you questions, but first I just want to say thank you very much for agreeing to speak to me, because I'm sure you know a lot about the neighborhood.
Yes, I do.
So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
When you came into this neighborhood, was there any reason that you chose this neighborhood?
We didn't have far to move. Just I brought the stuff in from the back in here because we're close, you know. Right. And we didn't have much then, you know. And then any reason because we choose that
here? This whole neighborhood. First you came to Robert Street. Did you just find it by chance or did somebody tell you to come to this neighborhood?
As we live in Robert Street, we saved our money and we gave a down payment. And so it was not far from here. And some friends of my husband live down there right by the lane.
Here, on Wilcox.
On Wilcox. They had the house. And then we thought it's not far and here... we was looking at so many rooms and we liked the house. We call it, it's our castle because it's so high. And then, there was many, also all nationality in this street.
Tell me, what were the other, so just tell me first for the tape, where you and your husband came from.
Oh, yes, yeah. Where we came from, like before we came to Canada.
Yes, please.
My husband is from Hungary. His birthplace is Hungarian, and mine birthplace is in Yugoslavia.
And where did you meet each other?
We meet each other in Austria. Uh-huh. Yeah, after the war... we came to Austria, and then and I met my husband there. Yes, and then we went. We didn't stay long in Austria. So in England, they wanted us to. England needed the young people to work, and many people went to England, young people. Then, and there when we came there, a job and a hostel was waiting for us. I could start working the next day.
Well,
yeah. Yes. And then we liked it much because we came so poor, you know, from Europe. I mean, England is Europe too, but I mean, before that, we was like we were happy when we came to. England. We could start working right away, and then when we went home after work, we girls we went in the canteen, and we stay in the line, and the food was ready for us. And then we could have a shower after work. And so it was young we were. And
how old were you at that time? And what year was that when you went to England?
18.
You were 18? And yes. What year was that? Oh, you were born in 1930.
Yes.
So that was 1948.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And then you came here?
Then we was there working, and then the young people, they want to see, we always heard that, England is surrounded with water, mm-hmm. and it will be they was talking not so good in the future, and so. And we immigrated to Canada. And so when I came here, and my husband, we found a job again.
What kind of work did he do?
My husband, he was 34 years in a Ford company.
Wow, good work record, 34 years in the same place.
That was very... He loved this place very much. He worked so many hours all the time, and then he even sometimes Sunday, Saturday, mm-hmm. overtime, and he liked that place so much, you know.
And you said you worked for a while. You got a job
here uh-huh. in Toronto. Yeah. I got a job. I worked for 20 years, and Eaton's.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and part-time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because I had my family, you know, and at the time we also rented out.
Okay.
Yeah, and like...
upstairs.
Yeah, when where Sue lives,
yeah.
these people had this house also. We bought it from them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then they died, the husband and the wife. The husband was also from Hungary, and the wife too. And so we bought the house from Howler, was their name, you know. The husband died also of cancer, and the wife had a stroke. Mm-hmm.
So you bought this house?
Yeah.
And you and your husband lived on the first floor and part of the second floor? How did you do it?
A family was living over there.
Upstairs?
Yeah, yeah. That time was so different. The inspector came always. It was not allowed so many people in the floor.
Yeah.
Was a couple. They didn't have no children. It was nice and quiet. And then in the second floor, we had also a couple. She used to work here in the college in Spadina, so she didn't have far. But her husband had I think he had a heart attack very young. And they was very nice couple, you know. So she was when somebody dies.
Oh, he died? He had a heart attack and died?
Yeah,
oh,
yes.
I didn't realize he died, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And so she lived on the second floor with
yes,
her husband.
Yes, yeah. And then, so they was very nice too, yeah. They lived here a long time. Yeah,
but while you were living here, you were renting to them.
No. We had this floor.
You had this floor.
This floor, and upstairs we rented out. Yeah, okay. Just it's different now. I think many people live in one room, all over the place.
I'm not sure.
No, yeah.
Maybe students? You mean students who rent a room?
No. Like that time, it was not allowed, so that's why the inspector always come to check. Only that many people can stay in a house. That was then, you know.
You know, I've listened to a lot of stories,
yeah,
and I know there were a lot of people living in these homes, and you're the first person who's telling me that there was an inspector who came to see, because a lot of these people had 8 or 10 or 12 people, one kitchen, one bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was an inspector. That's very interesting.
Inspector came.
Yeah, yeah.
It was allowed only two families, like a couple. It was count a family.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah, yeah, that time. Yeah. And then, so the same thing was in the second floor. That time everybody rented out. Everybody. In the street, the zoo was also, but also there was also that the inspector come that much only can be in the house. Yeah.
So they didn't want overcrowding.
For safety, you know. And then everyone in this house, rented out.
You said something before that I would really like to come back to, and you said to me, there were people from many different countries. And that's when I asked you where you were from, where your husband was from.
Oh, yeah.
So could you remember some of the other countries that your neighbors came from?
Yeah. Yeah. My neighbor here was Jewish family. Yeah, Polish Jewish. And when we moved in, the parents were still alive. Excuse me. And then, here there was like a couple. There was a couple the same age like we. They had two children. They was Jewish. And she was very, when we bought the house, the daughter, like she was about my age. And then, we were young and she was young, and she was so friendly to everybody and welcome new neighbor, and it made us feel good, me, you know.
Sure.
So eventually, after a year, we became friends, you know. And and all of us, they live here, and the husband didn't earn very good money. He was working for a clothes factory.
Mm-hmm.
That time when I worked $20 a whole week, yeah, and my husband didn't found a job right away in Montreal.
Your husband found a job in Montreal?
No, not right away.
Uh-huh.
And then he was always thanking me, because I had right away a job, like the clothes factory in Montreal. And then...
I'm confused. What, Montreal?
What? Yeah, we had to arrive in with the boat in Montreal.
Oh.
No, we in the airplane.
Uh-huh. I came to Montreal.
Yeah.
So you lived in Montreal at first for
yes,
a short time.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
I had a aunt there, which I never knew. And then, so all of a sudden when we arrived, the loudspeaker was speaking, would the couple Miko come to the front? I said, what is happening? Who can that be, you know? And so my uncle and my aunt, they was waiting for me. So that was such a surprise, people, you know, and then they say they are my aunt and my uncle. She was a sister of my father.
So did she, had you spoken to her or sent a letter to her?
No, no. I have another sister in Chicago. She had another sister in Chicago, and the sister in Montreal and in Chicago, they arranged that, and I didn't know these things. Me not knowing that I have an aunt right in Montreal and she is in Chicago, so she made me surprise, which I
surprise.
Was very happy, you know. And we stayed with her. We stayed with her 3 months with my aunt in Montreal.
And what year was that?
When we came in 1948.
And when did you come to Toronto?
We came to Toronto in 1954.
Oh, so you stayed in Montreal from 1948 to 1954?
Yeah, yes.
No, I get it.
Yeah, my aunt was after me to to learn sewing. And that's not my field. I tried 2 weeks, but I just don't. It was not for me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And the way how they sewing so fast, and then I said no, I can't. I like more jobs where I stand up. Yeah, like in Eden's, I always stand up, you know. I was like...
So you like to be moving around. You don't want to be stuck on a chair.
Yeah, yes, like not sitting.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit. And then everywhere I worked in post office, also part-time. And like sorting letters. I like that too. But it took a few days to learn that. But then it went my hand just like that so fast.
You got very good at it.
Yes.
So when your son was born, were you living in Montreal or were you living in Toronto?
In Toronto, yes. Yeah.
Let's come back to your street because we were talking about people coming from different places.
Yes.
So you talked about yourself, you talked about these Jewish neighbors.
Yeah,
Where did some of the other neighbors come from?
Jewish family came from Poland here. And she grew up here too in this house, my Jewish friend.
She grew up as a child?
A child, yeah. She grew up here too. And
is she still living here or she's gone?
That's what I like to find out. Nobody can find her.
Oh, so she's not living here now?
Not now. I was surprised that she moved away because she grew up here. And they bought a house. They too rented out. Yeah. So there's every house, yeah.
So and who else lived in this neighborhood?
Yeah.
Other countries, other languages.
Okay, it's Jewish. This was Hungarian. And most they died already. So I'm not sure my age. My Jewish friend is alive.
When we think about 1955, 1960, 65, I'm just wondering what languages people spoke and where they had come from.
Yeah. Okay. Like this neighbor... They came here long before us, and then they spoke English or because they was here a long time, and they spoke Hungarian and English, you know. Mm-hmm. The same was with us. I don't understand some Portuguese people and Italian. They was here long before us. And they don't speak English at all. No, speak English all the time. Yeah. And so and like that. And
were there Italian Portuguese people on this street at that time?
Yeah, I start here.
Okay.
There was Hungarian, and next to Sue was also Hungarian, and then after that came. Came Chumorov, what you wrote down.
And where is she from?
She is from Austria, and she is, and her husband was Russian. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then next to that, and they spoke Russia, that's why she knows a little Russia. They live with
a grandmother lived with them?
Grandma, yeah. And then and after that was also Hungarian.
Oh, so a lot of Hungarians on this block at that time.
Yeah, Hungarian. And then again, the next one was Hungarian, too.
Yeah. You know, somebody told me there used to be a lot of Hungarian stores and restaurants on Bloor.
Yeah,
so
yes.
I didn't know that there's so many Hungarian people living in the neighborhood.
Yes. You live a long time here, this area?
25 years.
Oh, 25
years. So not such a long time.
Yes, your English is good.
I grew up in Montreal.
Oh,
so English is my first language.
Oh, yeah. Do you know French, too?
Well, a little bit.
Yes.
I should know it better, but I do know some French.
Yeah. That was also the reason we went to Toronto. When we was there, they expected us. We had a hard time learning English. And then they wanted us that we know two languages, French and English. It's still like that, you know. And then you are born in
Montreal.
Yeah. So you know maybe the streets yet
in
Montreal.
Sure. Where did you live in Montreal?
We first with my aunt Rosemont.
Oh my goodness! I used to teach school there.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You are a teacher.
I was a teacher. Then I became a social worker in psychiatry.
Oh.
I started off as a teacher. That's where I taught.
So you are a psychiatrist too?
No, a social worker in psychiatry.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And then, where did I stop?
In Montreal. You were saying where you lived in Montreal.
Oh, yeah.
You just digressed briefly.
Yes. Yeah, there and in Saint-Denis.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Nice,
yes.
And central.
Not far from St. Catherine.
Oh, fabulous location.
Yeah.
Very central.
Yes, yeah. I like it. But now I like it here very much.
Me too.
Yeah.
So let's come back to your neighbors.
Okay.
All right. It was interesting for me to hear about Montreal.
Yeah.
So your neighbors here. So Hungarian, Austrian, Russian.
Yeah.
Portuguese,
yeah,
Italian.
Portuguese. And not Portuguese, Hungarian,
uh-huh.
And again Hungarian.
Oh, my
goodness. Yes.
Yeah.
And then there is a lane, and there the next street cross the lane. Then that street I don't know really who.
Okay.
And then after was English, you know. And then over there by the lane again was Czechoslovak, yeah. And that big house by Spadina, between the lane and Spadina, there was a Jewish lady living alone in the house also, but she was crippled by the arthritis, yeah. And then across the street, again, I tell you there was Dick, three brothers had that store, where Spadina and the corner, there was a store, yeah. And that also stopped, I think it was, they moved away I used to shop there too. Like,
and where were those brothers from?
Chinese.
And what kind of store did they have?
A variety store, yeah. And then after that store, there was an English lady, also this historic house. Mm-hmm. Do you know which one I mean?
Yeah.
A historic house. There was also an English lady. She became very old. I think she 95, you know. And then, so after this, yeah, that historic house was this English lady. And then next to that historic house was again Hungarian and German. The husband was Hungarian and the wife was German. And then after that, I think it was English again. And then it was again Hungarian.
Oh, my.
And then it was, after that was a Jewish lady. She lived alone too, yeah. And then there, which was that other one, by the lane.
We don't need everyone. Just wanted a general idea.
Yes, yeah. And then there is again a big house on, like the lane is here.
Yeah.
On this side there was Polish. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Polish. And then over there was, and the next one was Czechoslovakian. Again.
So Eastern European, a lot of people from Eastern Europe.
Yes, yeah. And was Czechoslovakia. We looked at the house, was so beautiful, so cheap that time.
Right now it's worth probably $1.5 million.
Yes, yeah. And then at the lane there, I think, all was Hungarian again, yeah. And I think that's all, that part again. And I mean, till there. Then it was, she was Lithuanian and he was Hungarian. I pronounce it right, Litauen.
Lithuanian.
Yeah, Lithuanian. Yeah. And then after that was a Jewish rabbi.
Oh.
Yeah, a Jewish rabbi. He became very old. Mm-hmm. But then he died and a wife, I think, was in a home. And when the rabbi died, the whole procession, the casket drove through here
on Wilcox
to say goodbye to his home, you know, because he was young too, you know. And then, yes, and there, another house there, I just recently know that the wife was here and the little boy came to the door like to collect money for the school. And so the boy, very young, and he tried to explain to me, and I wanted to give money. And he says, no, no, no. He says, because I wanted to give like $10. And he says, no, I didn't understand, like how many minutes I support. You know, and so the lady was on the corner. I say, I don't quite get it. What I should do? He was a smart boy, you know, and so he went and he yelled, "Mom, come over!" And then the mother explained to me and. So I give the boy $10.
And what was that for?
That was for his schooling.
I see.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. That is the people who live in now. But the boy came over. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I met her, and she invited me to go have a tea. I say, I invite you to come. You come first.
Well, so
but I didn't. She didn't come. Yeah.
So what I want to think about now is, you describe a lot of your neighbors.
Yeah.
And what I learned is, mm-hmm. you knew your neighbors. I mean, to know where everybody comes from, it means you know those people. And you went from door to door to door, as you were describing.
I never went to personally, like.
Sure. Yeah. But you knew.
We was not friends, like.
But you were neighbors.
But we was neighbors, yeah.
How did you get to know them?
Like, let me finish till to the end.
Okay, sure.
And like where I tell you, the lady which came over, the boy, and so there was living again a Jewish, and the rabbis on that side, and in the other house, there was a Jewish lady, and she had four husbands. And she was such a strong woman, you won't believe it.
They died? She divorced them? What happened to all these husbands?
That we don't know, you know. Four husbands died on her. And she was a strong, you know, she lived 200 years.
100 years?
Yeah, so strong she was. So one day she was already skin hanging, you know, like one side. And one day she was raking the leaves. And I was young, and so I went over, I say, I do it for you. So I did for her, and we talked, and she says, I say, how are you? I say, she says, you know, my dear, it's still better up here than down there, she tell me.
So she had a sense of humor.
So I had to smile, you know. Yeah. That was so funny to me.
That was so nice of you to offer to help her.
Yeah, I did. And I was also in her house, yeah. She kept it pretty good, you know, clean and very strong woman. She was a tall lady. And so she was Jewish. And after that house was the next house. The next house where always a light is on. And then there was a professor. My son went to him in this university.
So he taught one of the courses that your son took at
University
of Toronto.
Yeah. So he had also a beautiful wife, but she was sick. She was like in a wheelchair. Yeah. And then she moved away, and I think she died then. They had two children, a girl and a boy, and he was just wonderful to the wife when she was sick, and very humorful, I don't pronounce.
A good sense of humor?
Yeah.
Funny.
Yes. And he used to go with, I don't know what you call that, like legs like that, in wood.
Oh, on stilts. He walked on stilts.
He would walk here. So the neighbors seen that, you know, he was so sense of humor and going.
And he was the professor who did this?
Yeah, he was a professor here in the university.
Oh, that's a good description.
But then the wife had died, and he met a woman again, a wife.
So he got married another time. His wife died, and he got married again.
Yeah, and he was very young, the professor. And one time they went out to eat a supper, and they went home at 1 o'clock at the night time. He says, "Oh, I have pain! I have pain!" So he had a heart attack, and so she lived a long time here in this house.
The second wife.
So
he died.
He died so young.
So his wife died young, and then he died young.
His first wife with the children, she was sick.
Right. Yeah, I understand that. Yeah.
And then later she was in a wheelchair, and later she died. And then he married again another woman with a daughter was living
and
there.
And then he had a heart attack and died.
The professor, had a heart attack, and he was like 61, and he died, And so after, I went over to and we sit in the kitchen, and she told me that what happened. Yeah. And then, so that was that. And in the corner, there was Irish people.
Irish?
Yeah, Irish, uh-huh. Yeah. They moved away too. I think they are still alive,
And now when you think of this neighborhood, without going from door to door, are there Hungarian people? Are there people from Yugoslavia?
You mean here?
If
now,
you think of your street now.
Now, you know that I don't know people now here. I know this, McFarlane and Sue, and then after Sue are students, and then after students is Chumorov. As I told you already,
But a lot of the homes have changed. Those people that you described to me from 1955 have moved away.
Yes, moved away and died.
Only
Chumorov and I, we are alive. She's 2 years older than I. We are friends. I shouldn't be talking from her.
Well, I'll get to meet her. I hope to meet her next week.
Yes. You going to tell her that I talked about her?
No.
Don't say.
No, but I did. Sue gave me her name, mm-hmm. So I'm sure Sue told her.
Yeah.
But I'll phone her and I'll tell her that Sue gave me her name.
Do that.
That is where I got the name. And I phoned information and I couldn't find it. But I will definitely be in touch with her because I want to meet the people from the neighborhood who have known the neighborhood for many years.
So don't mention my name.
Fine.
I won't. Like tell the same thing. You got the phone number from Sue.
Do you think your street has changed? In what ways?
Yes. In which way? It's one time it was it's what I find now not right now anymore. It became a little quieter now, but before that there was so many the people come with the dogs. I have nothing against the dogs, no. And they used to come here, and always they would stay in the street like women and like gossiping, you know. Something is now different. Now they don't stay. And what I find that the people in this street don't like each other.
And many years ago they did like each other.
Many years ago was not like that. like now everybody is so educated. Yeah.
So that's a change.
Yeah, so educated. And before, when we came here, like still so many Hungarian, you know, and
international immigrants.
Yeah. Yes. And then, that was not like that then, because we was hard worker, very hard worker. Like us, that's our first home, and we also want to die in this house. Yeah, my husband died from here. My husband had cancer, like Jack Clayton. Mm-hmm. Same prostate, liver, bones, everything.
Oh, it spread through his body.
My husband had cancer for, it started nine years ago before he died. But my husband was a type, he don't like to go to doctors like I did. I go to doctors all my life.
So if you're sick, you get help. Your husband
No. He would call me, he says, come here. Come and see what's that. He made urinating, and was blood in there. I said, please go to the doctor. I said, that's not a good sign when blood come out. And then, so it was okay for a while, and then he called me again, look. And then he didn't go to the doctor. He says, I have no pain, why should I go, you know? And then he, I had a bitter time with my husband. All my life was bitter. All my life was bitter.
So you weren't happy. It was difficult being with him.
That's what I don't quite understand, you know. And I still love him. Look, I show you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a picture. Okay.
That's. Yeah. He was so proud of this house.
Yeah. Well, he had what to be proud of. It was beautiful. Yeah. So that's him standing proudly in front of your front door.
Yeah. I still cry.
So you miss him?
I still, even if I had a bit of life, but I still love him.
Oh my goodness, so this is your son?
The son and the grandson.
What a beautiful baby.
And here is the daughter-in-law.
It's a beautiful family.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a gorgeous baby. How old is he now? Is this the baby?
He is 21, the grandson.
He's 21? And here he must be a year and a half or something.
And here is my husband too. Uh-huh. And our son.
And you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice pictures.
I have a wonderful family. Like, they always bring me out to when they go to Mother's Day, Christmas, Easter,
so all the big special days, they always come.
Yeah, they always. And he, my son is what you call it, power of attorney over me. Yeah. He does everything, paperwork. And I like to work too. And my family is happy. He says, Mom, you just continue. If you sit down, do nothing, and then it's no good. Like
He's encouraging you to be active.
Yeah, working never hurt, kill anybody.
So if you want to clean your house, do it.
And I love gardening. I just wait for the warm weather. And I have a help also.
You mean gardening or cleaning?
A very nice Chinese lady. She bring me sometimes stuff, and she says she will help me gardening. And I have a little problem with my the legs, and And the back is sore. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But you know, I agree with your son. It's good to keep active.
Yeah. And that's what I do. When it's something hard, the Chinese lady comes.
How yeah. often does she come?
She comes whenever I need.
Oh, like, so you phone her when you want
yes,
her to come.
Yes, like once a month, and but I pay her.
But if she comes only about once a month, you take care of the rest of it yourself.
Yeah,
you're independent.
I do. That was in our mind. Eleanor, can I call
yes, please.
You an Eleanor?
Please.
And. When I came to Canada, that was the first thing. We have to learn English and working hard and not be lazy or always like saving that we don't want to go to welfare. I don't want to be helping the city, you know. And
what is that?
Okay. It's
those are some bills. Could we maybe look at that later?
Yeah,
we'll do the interview now,
right.
And then I'll look at all that later.
Okay.
How's that?
Okay.
Okay, so
yeah.
We'll talk
yeah.
now, and then I'll look at all these
yeah.
papers.
Where did I stop?
Okay. One thing you did say, you just finished saying, is you came to Canada and
yeah.
you expected to work. You
yeah.
worked, your husband worked, you were independent.
Yes.
You
yes.
didn't expect Canada to take care of you.
No, no.
You were willing to work and you
yes,
pay all
yes,
your own bills.
Yeah. Matter of fact, we was like still helping them, you know, like my husband. That I show you very fast. We was here. We gave a donation. We gave to the nation. We was in Canada since 1960. We already gave donations. Yeah, like
so. You were immigrants and
yes.
quite poor and working hard, but you made donations.
Yes,
to whom? Where did you make
to
donations?
Home, like poor people. Yeah, poor people here in Toronto are so many poor people.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the Scotch Mission. I bring stuff there. I support them all the time. And see, my husband here, if you read Mr.
Yeah.
and Mrs. Miko, this is the last what my husband count together. And look what we gave.
Like, and that's what you gave, the total, $395.35
yeah.
as donations.
Yes. Yes.
So even when you were senior citizens and on pension, you were still giving.
Yes.
Yeah, that was 2009.
Yes. Still giving. Yeah.
So as immigrants, you came, you worked hard, and you started to help poor people.
Poor people.
And then
yeah.
as senior citizens, you
yeah.
were still giving.
Still giving because we are happy because we found job.
Mm-hmm.
The people was nice to us, and now you have to give a little bit back too. Isn't that right?
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree, and I think it's wonderful. I respect that.
Yeah, so many people, they tell me, they don't eat often, he says, they don't open the letter, they throw them away, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but okay, you don't, but you still have to give some. I know my own people too. They don't give.
Your own people? You mean other people from Yugoslavia? Is that what you mean? So they're
yeah.
not generous.
Yeah. Yes. You know what happened? My birthplace is in Yugoslavia.
Yes.
And after the war, and that's what I. This is what I gave in last year.
So you still gave $255 yeah. last year.
Yeah. I gave this Princess Margaret because my husband was there. They were so wonderful. Yeah. And then the, what is it called? Just a second.
Here. So this is a certificate that says May 6, 1972.
Yes,
you did a walk. It doesn't say how many miles, but it's miles per million. 12.1.
Yeah, miles.
You walked 12.1 miles.
Yeah,
and
yes.
and you
we
did that as a fundraiser.
We met in the city hall. Yeah, uh-huh. yes. How many miles 12. I made?
12.1.
Yeah, they get that money, you know. Like how it is now, they're running, and that's what I did too, yeah, when I was young. And that time, I was,
well, it says, the Canadian Save the Children's Fund, Family Planning, Foster Parents, World Literacy, the Kiwanis Club. So it was a large... many different groups benefited by people like you walking
yeah.
And
yes.
collecting money.
Yes.
Oh, and congratulations. That's
yeah,
wonderful.
Many people was in a city hall and where they meet, you know. Yeah.
So yeah. you know what you're saying is you came as an immigrant with the expectation you would work, you would earn money, and you would take care of yourselves and you would help other people.
Yes.
Which is what you did. And what you're still doing at 82 yeah. years old in, yes. in 2012.
Yeah, and I give 255 donations.
Yes.
Yeah.
That, yeah.
That my family is like that too. My family. Yeah, this I look sometimes.
You're proud of that.
Yeah.
You should be proud of it.
Yeah.
You did a long, hard walk
yes.
for that.
Yeah. And here I have also a certificate
of thanks in
yeah.
honor and appreciation of Mrs. Miko, whose generosity continues to restore dignity and hope. That is the Salvation Army, 2007.
Here is no date, I don't know when.
Yeah. Thank you for your compassion, your kindness, and your desire to help neighbors
yes.
in need.
Yeah.
And that is Save the Children.
Yeah.
Certificate of Appreciation. And that was in the year 2000.
Yes.
March 17th in the year 2000.
And here.
And that is February 1st,
yeah.
2010. Certificate of Thanks. Princess Margaret Hospital Foundation.
Yes. And you know, every year they make in Princess Margaret...
a memorial service?
Yes, yeah. yeah. I go there and I gave always quite $100 for that, you know, every year. But now my husband is gone, I have to slow a little bit because I'm alone now and, yeah.
Well, you've been very, very generous. Tell me where your son went to school.
My son went to school. He went in...
Lansdowne?
Oh, Lansdowne? Yeah, Lansdowne,
yeah,
yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like... public school here,
right, yeah.
and then he was going to Harvard College.
Yes, a lot of people did that for me. Yeah, so he went to Harvard
yeah.
College, right?
And then he went to university here, and plus in Bell.
So he went to the University of Toronto?
Yes.
And then somewhere, another university?
Another university also belongs to...
to the University of Toronto.
Of Toronto.
So maybe it was another campus.
Yeah. No, but no, he live here.
Right.
He live here.
Yes.
But what you call that university out in Berlin or?
Hamilton McMaster?
No, no.
Not Burlington, yeah. That was also part of the University of Toronto. What did your son study?
My son, he wanted to be a teacher, but the time when he was taking, like, for school, it was not enough children that time. Lots of teachers, and so my son is seen as not so future for him. So he went to urban planning, and then I don't know what it was, that I forgot, but he's now a manager, mm-hmm. Yeah. And the wife too is a manager. And then, but my son was mine. I sometimes look, he was he was very ambitious. He wanted to go, he worked in summer, he worked in Eton, where I worked.
Like you?
Yeah. And then he worked in Sheraton, and he worked in exhibition, he worked at Ford.
And like your husband.
Yeah. And a library. Yeah.
So these were summer jobs or after
summer
school
jobs? Summer jobs, yeah. And maybe after school too, and he was working in the library. And he was teaching also. My son, when he was 17 years old, he went alone to Austria because I have a sister there. And then, so he went visit, and that story was so nice too. He arrived, you don't want to hear what I tell you.
I'm not sure. Well, I want to ask some of these questions.
Yeah, do, yeah.
Okay, but we can after I turn the tape off, because I mm-hmm. want to talk about
yeah, do
this
that.
Neighborhood, and
yeah,
then
yeah.
I can turn off the tape and we'll talk some more.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Now,
I hope they do tape that too, what I was telling
yeah,
you.
Yeah. I turned the tape off when you went to pick up some of the papers or when the phone rang.
Yes, yeah.
You said that you like to garden.
Yeah.
So do you have a garden behind your house?
Yes, yeah. Uh-huh. If it would be nice, I'd show you.
We can look at it after. And how did you and your family use your back garden? Did you use it a lot or not too much?
I did.
You did?
Yes. I even cut the bushes in the front because my husband was busy working mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and the son was busy schooling. Mm-hmm. And then,
so you were the gardener?
Yeah, I just love flowers.
And you're still doing your own gardening?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, I do. And but I have some things. We didn't do nothing for a long time. And then, so I had, when my husband passed away, my husband was a type that he didn't throw a thing away. Not a thing. So I was so busy these 2 years to get rid of stuff.
So he was a pack rat.
Yeah, yes. The garage, only recently I had to have a big truck. Was just packed in there. I still have a car in there 40 years. I want to, when I'm not busy, then I would like to go to Santa Tech, and because there they are learning.
That's right. So they could use your car to teach the students.
Yes, yeah.
So you have a 40-year-old car in your garage?
Yeah, it's, yeah. And beside was stuff garbage, and I had people, they took that I had to pay for that.
And then
he didn't let me throw anything away, not a thing.
It's got to be frustrating to live with all that stuff collecting that you never use.
I wanted to throw out, I don't know what he would have done. And now when he passed away, I need to clean the house in the basement. I had three big, it cost me $1,000.
To get rid of his...
Yeah,
his junk. Yeah.
Now it's still a little bit, it's okay yet. And I have such a good family that they wanted that my husband used for the toilet that...
The extra seat that made it higher.
To
go up the stairs.
Like an
escalator.
Yeah. And then and my husband said, he don't need that because he was hard of walking. And then I said, no, you don't buy that. I don't like to spoil my stairs from that, you know, and go up and down, and it's not good, you know. And then now it's down there. I said, what are you going to do that? It costs lots of money. Then they got it even cheaper. $1,500,
But finally, he had to agree because he couldn't get up and down the stairs.
Then they know my family that you bought that, but you didn't listen to us. You go ahead and you buy, and you don't. You are not sure if we like it. We didn't like it. It's now down there. I say, sell it or what I should do. You know.
When your son was young, when he was in elementary school and high school, when he wanted to play with his friends, where did he play?
That time, it was he was very like playing, you know. And they used to play, he used to go in the, there was like, where was, it was a ring over there.
Yes.
By Dominion. Yes. Mm-hmm. And
there, so he played on that rink and that the big grassy area too.
Yes, or other places also because he played so many kinds of sport. Hockey, then he played also lacrosse, and then...
As a young child, did the children play on the street or in front of the
house,
at the back?
Yeah.
Where did
In the front, like the mostly this corner around here.
So there were a lot of kids playing on the street?
Yeah, yes, mm-hmm. Yeah, there was, yes.
Have you done any renovations to your home?
No, nothing at all, but there's another thing what my husband didn't want and he didn't let me do. Here was...
You want me to come with you?
Here was a door where I kept the vacuum cleaner and everything, like maps and so on. And now my husband didn't let me do this. See how beautiful I had plumber here. They made me a beautiful bath. And here was that beautiful sink.
So you did this after he died?
Yeah.
Because he didn't want it?
Because I have trouble too in my legs.
Right.
I walk with a cane.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is better for you. You don't have to go up the stairs.
And here I have it so comfortable now. My husband didn't let me. I said that it would be good for you if we make one.
So did you and your husband sleep upstairs or you came downstairs after he died? Oh, so you and your
always
husband...
Always here.
So this was always your bedroom on the main
the
floor?
Time. Yeah, mm-hmm. All the time. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But he was a stubborn man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Very... Very stubborn, yes. So. Yeah. Here is my son.
Handsome. That's when he graduated from the university.
Yes. Yeah. So, he was 1 year old. And here is, here I am.
Let me see. Wow. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Very beautiful.
Yeah.
And of course, when I asked
that's
you...
That's why I say young people, they are beautiful.
Yeah, they are. Our skin gets older.
Yes.
But that's why you didn't want me to take a picture of you, because you're 82 and you don't look the way you did when you were 22.
And here I make this also.
Very nice.
Yeah.
But you know, you still look very nice. You don't look 24, you're a good-looking 82-year-old
woman. My son, he says... I am always saying, I don't feel good. He says, Mom, but you look so good.
He's right.
And here I have this. That's my grandson, our grandson and our son.
Uh-huh. And he's here, he's maybe 6, and now he's 21, you said.
Yes.
Handsome little boy.
Yeah.
Okay, so come back. We'll talk for a few more minutes.
Yes.
So you're saying in terms of renovations, you didn't do anything because your husband refused?
Except
after he died.
After he died,
put the bathroom in.
Which long of the neighbors, they made that time a washroom right away. Right away. That time it was only one washroom in the whole house. And then later the people... Like I know a neighbor, she passed away too. She was also 100. And she had hers done, same thing like I, for $500.
$500?
That time, you know, right, many, many years ago. And I had to pay $15,000.
$15,000. Well, they had to take down a wall.
Yeah. All the new toilets and...
Oh well. You said that you never had animals, but a lot of your neighbors had dogs. Sue has a dog.
Yes.
And did lots of your neighbors have dogs or cats or not too many?
I had a cat.
Oh, a
beautiful cat. I have it there for 16 years. And it's really nice to have a pet. The cat was so nice when I was in the kitchen cooking. And here we had a chair. She would sit on it and watch me. Would I go to in the front room and I would lie on... I always have problem around here all my life too.
Around your back and your
Yes,
stomach.
I having this now, all kinds, And because one day it came out blood, I got scared, you know, I went to the doctor. And I don't know what yet. I still go tests and tests all over. I'm scared, say, I'm going to have cancer too. Because in my family, they all die of cancer. My mother was 71. My sister, she was so heavy too. She was a diabetic. She died from diabetic. She couldn't stay away from sweets. And then my sister in Chicago, she had cancer, breast cancer, went in. My nephew, he was only 60, stomach cancer.
So you think about cancer because so many family members have died from it. And your husband, of course.
Yeah, my side of family died of cancer. My father's side, stroke. Isn't that funny?
So one is cancer and one is...
A stroke, actually, mine... The sister is a brother, like my father's sister, she had a stroke. But my father is a different story. I was only not a year yet, and my father went like to work to build a house with other people, a building. And so we children always waiting when he went, and always waiting every evening to come. And so always we wait, oh, like dad is coming home. And one day we wait also, and he didn't come home no more, because a big beam fell on him, on his body, and head, smashed the head. And we children all waiting, and my mother was left with 5 children.
How old were you at that time when your father died?
Not a year yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
You were under a year when your father
died.
So you were the youngest of these 5 children.
Yes, yeah. 5 children between my husband and mother. Like my mother and my father was 5 children. Yeah. And one...
That's a very sad story.
Yeah. Oh.
Terrible.
You do that?
Yeah.
And so so it was very, very, very hard for my mother. And,
oh, yeah.
And then but the neighbors was very good.
So they helped your family.
Yes, yeah. They died now too. The priest and neighbors, they see so many children and no father. And so they helped, the priest helped us. And then they helped us. And then they said to my mother, neighbors, like, you cannot be alone without a male. And then, the priest too, and my neighbors, they said, my mother has to find somebody to get married again, you know. And so they was all, because they see so many, there was no welfare or anything that time. Oh, no, nothing like that. But my grandma had, she became very old too. My grandma, yeah. And she had like a small land, a small acres, like I don't know how many acres, but that's what we live there.
So you went to live with your grandmother?
No, my mother's mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, the house belonged to her. Like, it was a poor house, you know, and nothing done either, because it was very bad with money, you know. We had this little farm, or what you call it, and I had to start working with 5 years.
Working on the farm
on
and
the
helping
farm,
to grow.
Grow and pick up potatoes and all these things, and then
So did your mother, did another man come and marry your mother? Yes?
No. Now, see, I switch around. there was, in this little town, was a man. The mother was very good also for us. She was very good to my mother. And so there she had a son, and they thought, my mother thought, maybe like it will maybe become out of some, because so many people want her to marry again. Mm-hmm. And even the priest. And but it turned out that man was alcoholic.
Oh no, that's
yeah,
not good.
Yeah, very alcoholic. But they, 6 years later than after my husband,
your father
my
died.
Father died. And then, they had then another daughter.
So your mother and that man?
Yeah.
So did he move in with your family?
Oh, no.
No, no. But they helped your family.
Yeah, they did.
And they had one child together.
He would marry her. But my mother thought, mine, then what can I do with a drunk man,
yeah, yeah.
You know?
No, that's bad. Alcohol.
So she
bad.
Was left with the child, with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's come back to our neighborhood.
Did you record that?
It's too? All there. I did. Could you talk about the stores in the neighborhood? You talked about the store on Wilcox. A Chinese man
yeah.
owned a corner store on the corner of Wilcox and Spadina.
Yeah.
And that was a corner store.
Yes.
Other stores in the neighborhood? Do you remember any other stores?
Not in this street.
No, not necessarily
All around.
Yeah, but
yeah.
just a harbor.
Yes. There was this Joe was on Harvard and Roberts. No, Harvard and Harvard
and
Robert Street. Maybe you remember that.
Fuda?
Like his name was Joe. He had like a
Joe
meat.
Fuda. Yeah. Okay.
Meat.
Yeah.
That, okay.
So there was a. It was only meat, or was a corner store that?
I think he had only meat.
Okay.
I
so
think.
It was a butcher.
Yeah, a butcher. Yes.
And that would have been around 1955, 1960.
Yeah. Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
that time, mm-hmm. yes. And then here, down here was one, you remember maybe that one.
On Robert Street.
Yeah, there.
Yeah, that just closed about 5 or 10 years ago.
Yeah,
I don't
small,
know.
With
a wooden
the school,
floor.
Yeah. Beside the
Across
school.
Across from the school.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. With a wooden floor.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
They okay. had, oh yeah, like the store.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
was in already.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I don't know what happened to her.
But did you shop there sometimes?
Yeah, very seldom.
What about?
Yeah. She was Austrian and he was Italian.
Uh-huh.
But her husband died very early too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And other
she
stores?
She had two sons, mm-hmm. yeah.
Other stores in the neighborhood that
in
you
In the
remember?
Neighborhood? There was, maybe you remember that too, where is Robert and Sussex, where now the ring is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Hungarian who owned the house here on Wilcox, he had a store right there.
I don't remember, I wasn't here at that time.
Yeah.
So Robert and Sussex, there was a store.
Yeah, Robert and Sussex. Where is the ring now?
Yeah.
Like by the Dominion, you
mm-hmm,
know.
Mm-hmm.
There he had the store. Yeah.
Did you use Kensington Market very much? Did you shop
yeah.
in the market?
Yes. But now it's really beautiful. Eh?
The market?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, they have more coffee shops.
It's yes,
little,
yes. Like before was Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they call it the Jewish market.
Yes, I hear yeah. that. Yeah.
Yes, Jewish market.
So do you shop there now, or did you shop there while your son was growing up? How much did you use the market?
Oh, a lot, yes. A lot, there was not many restaurants, and but they had like a Jewish butcher. I went with her shopping because my age, she knew this store over there in market, and they gave her also kosher meat.
Yeah.
So I went there. They have beautiful meats, you know.
So you bought kosher meat sometimes?
Kosher meat. And my neighbor here, before Sue, and she says we was not by Mary. She always said Mrs. Miko, and I called her Mrs. Howler.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yes. All the time. Yeah. And then she says, "Oh, if you don't mind, bring me a beautiful steak." I say, okay.
From the market.
Yeah, from the market, yeah. So I brought her. She knows my friend, Jewish friend. She knows these people very well. We've been shopping all the time together. Yeah, okay.
So you used to use the market a lot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I still do now.
You still do?
Yes.
You walk there by yourself?
Yeah, I walk by myself. I have this little baggie I show you later. So I do, but I get the heavy stuff. As a matter of fact, I will tomorrow morning. I'm going to make out the bill, like what I need. Then they deliver the order, what I'm ordering, the heavy stuff. I have always juice at home, and
but that would be heavy. Juice would be heavy to
yes,
carry.
Yes, and always. But now I didn't order because I was too busy with going to doctors. And, mm-hmm. Yeah. Otherwise, I would offer you. I yeah, always like that the cranberry.
Well, thank you. I'm enjoying the water that you gave me. Did you go?
Please help maybe this.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like those cookies.
Yeah.
What about, did you? When I first walked in, you mentioned Knox Church. Is that a church where you go?
I used to go 25 years. I knew so wonderful people too.
At Knox Church?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They. I am Catholic. And may I ask, what are you?
I'm Jewish.
You are?
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe you can help me with something. You are Jewish?
Yes.
Yes. And the man in Montreal, he was Jewish. Yeah. I still remember he was a wonderful person. His name was Brian.
Brian.
Yeah, I remember when you are young, you know, you remember, like, now I like to, when we are old, I like to think back to my childhood.
To reminisce.
Yeah, like, that I remember, you know. And then I I have a little problem.
Your memory isn't as good as it used to be.
No.
Yeah.
This Jewish family where we came, mm-hmm. 3 years.
Where you lived. Yeah.
Yeah. I always meet very nice Jewish people all the time. Yeah. I have this in Montreal. They was wonderful for me. Like I came and no job and. I was there examiner, dresses examiner.
That's one of your jobs?
Yeah, in Montreal.
Oh, so after people sewed the clothes, you examined?
Yes,
see
so
if they
many
were done well.
Dresses, they sew very fast, you know. Was rack there, all dresses, not just one rack, many. So I had to go through each dress, check where a seam is open or a spot from the machine sewing.
Yeah.
And I put there a little paper and a needle, so I put that separate and they have to
fix that.
Yeah.
Do you feel that this neighborhood is a safe neighborhood?
Oh, there was already break-ins too.
In the past or recent?
Oh, actually, not recently, no. They broke in my hours too. Yeah. From the back door and yes. And then I think across the street, Three, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
They said to be very careful in this street. Somehow they go here. The police said that they are, it's very popular that they break in here, you know. Only not long ago they broke in on Major, a friend of, she's Italian, she's a friend of my, she works in the same place where my daughter-in-law, and she told me that they broke in. This lady had mother and father, they died in 1 year together, only 6 years apart, and she lives alone too. And they broke when she was at work in the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
They broke into her home, and yeah.
So you that's on your mind that sometimes they break in your neighborhood, yeah.
Now that's quite a while ago when they did.
So in the last few years, it has not happened.
No.
And when you walk on the street, you go to the market or you go wherever. Yeah. Do you feel safe walking on the street?
Yeah,
you do.
Yes, yeah.
I think pretty well. We've just anything else about any stores in the neighborhood, on College, on Bloor, on Harvard, anything.
Yeah.
Anything else you remember?
Harvard Street. I don't know, maybe you know that too. You are 26 years around
in the neighborhood.
In the neighborhood. They are, maybe you remember there, it was where now a farm is, a pharmacy is. The name was Goodbaum. Remember that?
No. So which street was that?
College. And Major, there is a pharmacy.
Okay. Yeah, I remember a pharmacy. I didn't know the name.
Yeah. Okay. There was Goodbaum's. Yeah. I was shopping there a lot, and I have this. They give this always for free.
Oh, so if you spent a certain amount of money, they would give you a bowl?
Yeah. when our son was small, I had the carriage.
Uh-huh.
I went with the carriage, and I was shopping because my husband worked all the time. So I put the grocery by the lake and underneath what I bought there. And they give you always this. Nowadays they don't do that.
So how many bowls do you have?
A lot. And cups too,
I remember when they used to do that in stores or gas stations.
Yeah, now no more.
I do remember that.
Yeah, and in Dominion I went shopping also with my son in the carriage. And they give in beautiful glass. I show you now. A glass, a crystal. So I have six. I can drink.
So this was from?
From Dominion.
It's heavy crystal.
Yeah. And they give this away always when I went shopping.
If you spent a certain amount of money.
Yes, yeah.
You know, I had forgotten about that because that a lot of stores or gas stations used to do that.
Yes, I have six of them. I can eat like ice cream or I can drink out of it.
So it could be a cup or a lovely dessert place.
Yes, yeah. Sometimes when my neighbor comes, you know, the Chamorrov, I like to see serve always something.
It's elegant. It's really elegant.
Yeah. Yes, I like it very much. Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to talk about the neighborhood and all the years you've lived here? Anything else that before I turn off the machine?
Yes. About the neighborhood, maybe you knew the. What is it called? Pangretic. I think it's 120.
No, I don't know that.
No. Yeah. She became Hannah. She died, I think, last year. And she was a drape maker, excuse me. She was a drape maker. And, yeah. And then who lives now in that? Right here, 120, she was living there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think I'm going to turn this off now.
Yeah. Okay.
And there are a few more things you wanted to show me. But before I turn it off, I just want to say thank you very much. It's been a pleasure meeting you and listening to all your descriptions of what it's like living in our
yes.
neighborhood.
Yeah, and I was happy to meet you, really. I always wanted somebody to come and talk to also.
Well, thank you very much. So we both enjoyed it.
Yes.
Thank you.